that kind of a reminder that anything can happen in the NFL? I mean, you probably had a plan in mind, and then all of a sudden, it's like that.
Yeah, of course, you know, you have an idea of what you're going to play before the game, but, you know, being a backup, you have to be ready at any second. You know, unfortunately, Brett got his ankle rolled up on, and, you know, I just had to make sure I was ready. So.
Did Brett say anything to you, or was he just...
No, you know, once... it happened late in the play. I was watching the receiver make the catch, and then I saw him limping off the field, and I just kind of got the point to go into the huddle. And, you know, you don't really have too much time to think. You just kind of have to act.
You were going against pretty much most of their number one defense.
Yeah.
How tough was that?
You know, I kind of found out the hard way. I made a rookie mistake on one fourth down, and then you know, might have held onto the ball a little too long, and, you know, I got hit pretty hard by Khalil Mack. But, you know, it was a good learning experience, and I got a chance to see where I need to grow as a player.
Is that the hardest that you've ever taken?
Maybe. Yeah, he got me pretty good. So.
On the fourth down play, did you see Richard break open behind the defense there? He was pretty wide open at the goal line.
Which play was that?
Fourth down.
Fourth and one.
Yeah,
on the goal? Oh, okay. You know, I was thinking coming out quick and just dumping it to Jared in the flat, and then Ty caught my eye, and by that point, Irvin was right on top of me, and I threw a bad ball out of bounds.
Did Mike say something to you?
Yeah, I mean, once I went to the sideline, just, you know, reminded me that, you know, it's fourth down, come out thinking to do whatever it takes to get the first down, if that even means running for it. Yeah, no, he was very polite about it, very friendly, but he got his message across.
You did whatever it took on that third down the next drive to keep that touchdown drive alive. What did you see on that play when you eventually ran around and how did you
practice? You know, it's just something that we practice, you know, extending the play. You don't practice it exactly like that, but once you start extending, you just kind of have to react to the defense, and Croc did a good job of getting out into a nice open area and you know, kind of getting my attention. So, luckily it worked out for us.
How do you feel about these added reps? You didn't expect Brett to come out of the game as early as you did. What do you make of that?
You know, I just made sure I prepared all week as if I was the starter. And, you know, that's kind of what you have to do as a backup. Just prepare for anything because you never know what might happen throughout the game.
How do you think Brett's feeling? Is it going to look that serious to you?
You know, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him too much about the injury, but... you know, Brett's a tough guy, and I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Joe, all things being equal, do you know when you were planning to go in tonight? Was it going to be after halftime?
No, you know, we weren't really sure, me or Marquise, what the gameplay was going to be like. We knew they were going to kind of feel out how Brett was looking, and he started the game real well. It was just unfortunate that he got rolled up on.
From the running perspective, what did you think of what, you know, Crockett, Burks, the guys that were in there with you did today?
They were running well, and that just makes my job so much easier when, you know, things are clicking. And, you know, the line did a great job up front blocking for him, and the backs made some plays.